not terrible.
It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see your full animated set, fuckhead.
All right. Like,
how about you shut your dumb bitch ass up and you sit back down in your lane, okay?
Wait, what's that in the background of it?
You.
Yeah.
No, I'm like looking closer. Yeah, it looks like you have two giant fans.
Yeah, there's two fans. It's an underground bunker.
Okay. I was wondering if you were trying to make him look like radar. I was like,
oh, it's a giant underground bunker.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't know why you put that in the computer system.
Hey, there it is. See?
Maybe it's just ventilation for all that heat the computers are making.
You should make it so that those vents can vape. Shut I guess for all...
That's just a stupid waste of time and technology.
Yeah.
Stupid taste of time and technology? That's normal for us.
At this point, I'm just going to
flip it. Yeah, just kind
of normal. Yeah, this show is a waste of time and technology.
Dude, everything any of us have ever done is a waste of time and technology.
Not everything.
Name one thing.
I can't think of a single thing.
Uh-oh. Here it goes.
I don't know. I think
I've read some of Cody's slash fiction is actually completely worth his time and investment.
Only some of it? I'd say 99% easily.
Oh, so you like that one where Blank screwed Blank in the hotel room?
Oh, it was just art. It was art.
Welcome, everybody, to Canon Ex Machina, where
yeah,
a random man...
The show is now turned back into Canon Ex Machina.
Let's get on task here, guys. We can't talk about...
What's the movie news? Oh, jeez. Wow. What's going on today? Blah, blah, Snyder
movie
cut. Blah, blah, Snyderverse. Blah, blah.
Who gives a shit about that? The fucking Suicide Squad trailer dropped.
Yeah, that looked great.
That looked kind of cool.
That looks fantastic. I'm excited for that.
There's a movie coming out starring Frank Grillo and Nicolas Cage and Tony Jaa just called Jiu-Jitsu. And it's a sci-fi movie.
Horrible.
Where a bunch of people are kidnapped for doing jujitsu to fight on another planet. I'm very excited. It's just the plot of Predators, and yes. I'm going through Screen Rant's movie news.
Oh, I wasn't. That was a rhetorical question about the movie news.
A lot
this
of
is Soft Boys Anonymous. We don't give a fuck about the movie news.
Hold on.
We care about Timmy Shamlet.
Shamlet?
Timothy Chalamet.
Chamlet. Chamlet.
Yeah.
Chamlet.
I love Shamlet.
Cartoon characters that we made into an action movie universe.
Which characters did we put into an action?
Well, there was the Cartoon Network universe.
That was important. That was a defining.
The Hanna-Barbera universe and the Nick Jr. universe.
Was Bugs Bunny the lead? This is very important.
Bugs Bunny was not in any of these.
Wow. Okay.
That's his own thing. Now we could be open to expanding the CN universe to include Space
Trivio Jam. Knows.
I would like.
I'd be okay with never seeing
nose.
That again. Yes, trim your nose.
I refuse to trim my nose hairs. My nose hairs are beautiful.
It's a good idea.
What do you use your nose hairs for?
See, this is what we care about: body hair on this show.
What do you use them for? Like, I have utilitarian use for all of my body hair. What do you use yours for?
Well, you're clearly using yours to repel women. I am using mine for, I don't know, nose hair is like, I don't know, you like, doesn't it stop pollen or something? I don't
know.
Oh, no,
it does not. Yeah,
right.
Never, no.
It's used for something.
Completely ineffective for that.
I think
it's used for something.
I use my back hair to carry around appliances. You know, just tie a loop around like the pot or pan you're carrying with you.
That sounds very stupid.
Well, this is Soft Boys Anonymous. I'm Cody.
I'm now a paleo conservative, and I carry everything.
The show is near its end. It's a complete waste of time and space. I'm Cody. Knox and McGee are here, and
that's his name.
We're gonna carry on our stupid trash from last week, where we ranked.
Hold on, I gotta rip
tier.
It and grip it. Yeah.
All right.
I like the fact that I just did that to a Dr. Pepper, but if I hadn't have said something, people would just assume that I'm drinking on the podcast.
Might as well be.
I think they probably still assume you're drinking on the podcast.
Yeah. You ripped open a Dr. Pepper. I have a great value purified drinking water.
What are you drinking, McGee?
I haven't animated something for me to be drinking.
Oh yeah, you crossed into the anime plane. Now you're a wife.
He put an animated screen in front of me where it syncs to his mouth moving.
What's it like being a VTuber or a waifu?
Yeah.
Well, seeing as the VTuber you're currently staring at is a 37-year-old CIA operative, I don't know. Feels okay. Feels all right. I like it.
All right.
How many people have asked to sniff your armpits?
Is that a problem that VTubers have?
I don't know. They get asked a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah. How many people have asked for merchandisable body pillows of your image?
Quite a few, actually, quite a few.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I mean, can you blame them? Look at me.
By the way, when's that coming out?
I mean, it's an improvement.
When is what coming out exactly?
The merchandisable body pillows.
What is this new look?
Yeah. So this one, if I'm not mistaken, actually.
Is that a pop collar trench coat?
Yeah. Now he has a cigarette.
Oh no, that's not good.
Yeah. You son of a
bitch. Smoking kills, man.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm too busy with my cool ass fucking.
What is that?
Is it a scepter?
I'm fucking power. Look, I'm a wizard now. How do you fucking feel about that, dork?
It looks like you have a black eye.
Yeah, the other eye isn't glowing like it's supposed to right now.
Well, then it would just look like two black eyes.
But you know,
is that a monocle?
Oh, no.
What are you gonna fucking do about it? Sorry,
can you get a septum piercing.
Well, like, I know what I can do about it.
Just add a septum piercing.
Sorry, sweaty. I'm too busy living my best life.
Sweaty.
Did I kick him from the group? Yep.
What?
I think that kicked him from the group. I meant
I'll
to just kick
him
out of
back.
The voice channel. I just invited him back.
I don't think I want to come back. I don't think I even want to be back.
I didn't realize it would remove you from the server.
Oh, I didn't realize I was actually kicking you from this whole thing. Oops.
I thought it just kicked you from the voice chat.
You know what? You know, you guys don't get to look at my cool cigar or my cool scepter, so take one last look, because it's gone now.
Good.
That was a cigarette, not a cigar.
Yeah, you guys are made... Oh, I need to...
Oh, now it's just glitching now. Okay, there
yeah,
we
little,
go.
Little, yeah, it's because that glow is tied to this key, regardless of whether the scepter is here or not. So
the main reason we're here. Oh no, I clicked on an ad.
It's to develop VTuber ragdoll technology.
Well, no, that was not it. Close.
We were continuing our stupid
segment of last week of ranking people on Tier Maker. Okay, I'm gonna ignore that change. And
why is the
instead of just ranking cute boys, we're gonna put celebrities in here and see what tier of soft boy they would be.
Okay. Well, do I get a link?
Yes.
Tier,
I will screen share.
Okay.
Is one the softest or is 10 the turn this off.
Well, I will try to show you here. So there's God tier.
Social security number going up here.
There's God tier, great soft boy, average soft boy, fake soft boy, hard boy, and get in the trash.
Okay.
For an example of get in the trash, I have Senator Ted Cruz of Texas in here entirely for that purpose. Because he is garbage.
I'm having to zoom this in. And by zooming it in, I'm getting it very close to my face.
And it already shuffled the order I intended. Oh, well.
Here's the issue, though, is like, I feel like, so, yeah, all right, we'll leave that the way it is. Okay, who's this next gentleman here?
Let's see what to go with first. Let's get an easy one here. Adam Driver, the actor known for playing Kylo Ren, and
I know that you want to say that
why story. Is femboy not an option?
I don't know. I didn't think about femboy.
Here's the
I just
issue.
Thought I level of soft boy.
He's a hard boy. Look,
no,
I don't know. He's a
Adam. Military. It depends on the no.
He's a sensitive.
I don't think he killed anybody in the military. I think he just kind of did what we did and did nothing for a long time.
No, come on. He was like legit military. I'm gonna say he's a hard boy.
No, I'm gonna say
He has a sensitive, thoughtful glance.
I think he's a soft boy, but he's the lowest tier of soft boy.
So, like, average or fake?
I say fake soft boy. Because I think he puts on the soft boy appearance in his performances, but in real life, he is a hard boy.
Yes. He's just trying to be soft.
Yeah, he's not actually soft.
Let's see. What was the next one? Regular show favorite, Haley Steinfeld.
Hard boy.
Oh, hard boy. That's got one vote for hard boy.
I was gonna go all the way to get in the trash, so.
Oh wow. That's egregious.
Come on, man. You like True Grit. I know you.
Oh, I did really like True Grit. Alright, you know what? Just for her performance in True Grit alone, great soft boy.
Okay, great soft boy. She was also in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and Bumblebee. And I like her in both of those.
That's fair.
And she cute. I don't know. Moving on.
Cody, you have to vote with your heart right now.
Let's just go ahead with Timmy Shamlet. Timothy Shamlet.
Trash. Get in the trash, bro.
I would say he's a fake soft boy, definitely, at least.
Look, I'll give him hard boy, but
he giving off the twink vibes, but I feel like deep down, no.
Like,
there's a timer on the reign of twink.
I'll meet you at hard boy. All right, that's as far as I'm going though. I'll meet you at hard boy.
Okay, he is a hard boy. Let's see. I really hate that it shuffled the order because now I don't remember the way I was going to present this. It doesn't matter. The first one here, James Stewart.
James Stewart. Hold on, let me. Oh, wait. Oh,
the actor.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt, if this is the guy I think it is.
You know.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Philadelphia Story,
Ooh.
Vertigo.
I'm going to say God tier.
Oh, God tier. There's one
because
vote for God tier.
He always plays the silly boy.
Yeah, he's a sensitive, caring man.
I mean, sure, he does,
he
you know,
plays.
A lot of hands. He does a lot of hand movements, but
he has,
you know,
a lot of hand movements, a lot of
forgive
draws.
And forget, I say.
I'd say a pretty good.
Oh, there
boy.
You guys are. I had to rejoin the stream.
Currently we have James Stewart as the fuck. Currently we have James Stewart as a God tier soft boy.
I think that fits. I've seen It's a Wonderful Life so many times. He's God tier.
Next, Bo Jiden, President Bo Jiden.
Honestly, I have no idea. Throw him in fake soft boy and just know that I could be wrong.
You're probably not too wrong.
I think I've seen him bite a woman's finger, so I think fake Scythe Boy works.
True, yo, nibbling on your wife's finger during while she's trying to give a speech is pretty. That goes pretty hard, but at the same time, you know, he's also an old man. They're pretty soft.
All right, who next?
Vice President Kamala Harris. I had to think for a second.
Hard boy.
Yeah, she gives no fucks.
Bro, she going hard in that photo.
I use her Vogue cover.
Really hard on non-violent drug offenders.
Is that Sal Vulcano?
Yes, that is the next person here.
God to yourself, boy. God to yourself,
Sal
boy.
Vulcano, who was Jose's pick to replace Joe Pesci in a remake of Home Alone.
That actually is a pretty solid
track.
Oh
that
my
tracks.
God,
dude, that's good. That's just good. Dude. I'm sorry.
When
that's
you
a good
think
track.
Of the successor to Joe Pesci, you're like, oh yeah, Sal Vulcano from Impractical Jokers.
See, okay, you're thinking. Look, you're thinking that we need to hire another like hard motherfucker who's just gonna like come in and give us the same performance. See, I'm thinking of the next evolution, and I think Sal Vulcano is like the mwah. Perfect.
Wow.
I think he's perfect.
Wow. He's definitely a very soft individual. Germaphobe.
God tier. God tier soft boy for soft.
Dude,
I hate children.
He's cried on command.
Oh, yeah.
On Impractical Jokers. Not only that, he's part of like three podcasts. Well, he's not part of three podcasts, but he's a regular guest on like three podcasts.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised if there were like three Impractical Joker podcasts.
No, there's no. No, he just goes on.
I think there was for a little bit, but not. Yeah, probably God tier. God tier soft boy. He embodies it. Let's see. Our first fictional character, Rocky Balboa.
Average soft boy because he is on the hard scale, but he will also scream out his wife's name.
Yeah,
he's
got a kind heart. But he's not like super sensitive. He's still kind of a man's man. He roughs some people up on the streets.
I think he ranks average.
Yes. Yeah. I would agree. Let's see. Moving on. Actress Tessa Thompson.
Hard boy.
Yeah, she definitely goes hard.
See, but I'd say she goes harder than Kamala Harris, which by default, that means that she has to go in the trash.
No, trash just means someone that we don't want in any of these tiers.
Okay, I thought that meant sorry, honey. All right, well then, to put her in hard boy, but know that she is harder than, I would say harder than ever. I mean, honestly, it almost seems insulting to have Tim. You know what? Move Timothy Chalamet to fake soft boy because it feels insulting that he's
even
in that
told
category.
You, fake soft
yeah,
boy.
Yeah, he now feels insulting to have him in the same category. I agree.
Yeah. So Timothy Chalamet is now a fake soft boy. Our only hard boys are Tessa Thompson and Kamala Harris.
Next actor Sung Kang Ho.
God tier soft boy.
I don't know, dude. Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of softness from him. I'm gonna say fake soft boy.
He's just a versatile actor, but
I've seen softness.
I'd say he's at least great.
Look, I'm gonna stand my ground and say I'll beat you halfway at average. But if you're gonna throw him in, great. I get it, but I'd say average.
Are we willing to go halfway with average?
I mean, dude, he's going hard in his photo.
Yeah, but he always loses in his stories. And what's more soft than always losing?
That's true.
Anyways, he's gonna stay where he is.
Let's see. Artist Kupkaki.
Hard boy. Very hard.
Yeah, she goes pretty hard. There's no softness in her.
Erect.
No, not really. And putting her in the trash category feels hurtful to her.
I would not put her in trash because I don't think she's trash.
Hot minute, I thought that was like the strain is so minimized. I thought it was Lizzo, and I would have put Lizzo in the trash.
Yeah, I would have put Lizzo in the trash too. Not a fan.
Just so I don't have to look at it down there anymore, can we throw Caillou in the trash real fast?
Fictional
character Caillou.
I'm
tired of seeing Caillou. Get rid of him.
No, maybe I just don't remember how awful of a person Caillou was.
Not great. Robin Williams, go ahead and throw in the great...
I was saving him until the end.
I'm
spoiling. But we can see him.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do to cover them up.
These are the gimmies. You know, I'm just getting rid of the gimmies. The ones that there is going to be no conversation about. Oh, okay, fine. Take them from me. No, scroll up and take them from my sight.
Fine, Robin Williams, God tier.
Where would John Goodman be on this list?
John Goodman would be average. Like, pretty good.
Fake. He'd be a fake.
Oh, wow.
Be a fake.
That's a hot take.
I don't know.
Explain
yourself.
He was Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
That's the biggest.
Okay.
He was Roseanne's husband.
No, no, that was Barney, played by Rick Moranis.
No, like Roseanne, the TV show.
Oh, no, I was thinking of Rosie O'Donnell, who played Betty in that movie.
Look, what I'm talking about is, like, you know, what about his where he's like the crazy guy in the bunker, or the Righteous Gemstones? Or, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He was going hard as hell. I mean, he played a white supremacist. And, like,
he also played Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Topher Grace has already played a white supremacist, and I'd put him on, like, Great Soft Boy.
I'm not wrong. But even the white
Eric Foreman was a big old simp. So that automatically gives you some ranking in Soft Boy.
Sully was a soft boy. Amy Adams, that's a good question.
Amy Adams.
She's a god tier soft boy.
I don't
know. She's very soft.
I'd say pretty soft. I don't know about that.
I just get soft vibes from her, even in the movies where she goes hard. I just get soft vibes.
Name a movie where she went hard, and I'll tell you why you're wrong.
The Muppets.
Nope, you're wrong.
when she took a day for herself.
Yeah, so throw her up in that god-tier soft boy category.
Okay, fine. She's a god-tier soft boy.
She was an enchanted dude. God-tier soft boy.
All right, now, friend.
Now, let's see. Now, next, actor Tobey Maguire.
Hard boy. That man had a gambling addiction, and he would, like freaking bankrupt people for fun. He is a hard boy. He's best friends Leo DiCaprio and used to go on, like, hoe sprees with cocaine. That man's hard.
I don't know if I can really argue with that. I saw Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
There's this movie that came out called Molly's Game, based off of a true story. And Michael Cera is playing a character who is essentially just Topher Grace. Not Topher Grace. What's his name? Spider-Man.
Tom Holland.
No, the Spider-Man we just ranked.
Tobey Maguire.
And Michael Cera's like, yeah, I'm just playing Tobey Maguire because Tobey Maguire was the hardest gambler to ever live.
Who do we got next?
I decided to rank every single member of BTS, starting with the leader, RM, a.k.a. Namjoon.
We can throw that in the trash?
Oh, come on.
I think Namjoon is a great soft boy.
Yeah, okay. I would say I'll pretty defer. Great.
I'll defer.
Yeah.
Next.
He isn't the softest, but he carries a soft.
He's pretty soft. Next, one of the vocalists, V.
We can throw that one straight in the trash.
Yeah, he's trash.
Gosh. Oh, man. I don't know how to average this out.
You can't put him in the trash.
I don't know. Can I put him on the same ranking as Ted Cruz, though? And Caillou?
See, this you made this list. You created this.
Yeah, I'm going to average this out to fake Softboy.
Ugh.
It's still going to make the armies mad, but, you know, there was no winning here. Next one, Jungkook.
Anyway,
God tier. No, Jungkook
tier.
Is God
tier. Yep, that is my bias.
Hold on. Well, at most, you have to put him in average soft boy.
No.
It was a 2v1 on the last one.
Overruled? Yeah, but you're an anime character. You're not an actual person.
This is an anime, fuckhead.
I don't... The rules are very strict.
Oh my god.
You don't get rights.
Next, Jin.
No, I'd say he's a hard boy. Jin's hard.
A hard boy.
Jin's hard.
As he does say, he is worldwide handsome.
And any man who's worldwide handsome has got to be a hard boy.
Instantly goes hard, yes.
You don't get that kind of confidence without being a hard boy.
Next, Jimin.
Okay.
I'd say at least average or soft.
Yeah, Jimin's average. I think
the only one I've heard of.
I want people to know that average is still a good rating. Average more in the positive light.
The issue
at best. Get him out of there. Fake soft.
No. Next, Suga.
Suga, really underrated. I put him as great.
I say he has the best solo work out of any of the members. He has two rap albums under the name Agus D, and they're pretty good.
You know, and anybody that has the nards to go solo deserves great.
Yeah, I would say great.
Unless you're Justin Timberlake, then you're going in the trash.
Oh, yeah. These days, yeah, I do.
No.
I guess, even though I still like Justin Timberlake's music, but...
I'm not allowing you to throw Justin Timberlake in the
trash.
Man
just railroaded Janet Jackson.
Oh, okay. I thought it was entirely because of a Britney thing, since that Framing Britney thing came out, and everyone's like, you know what? Fuck Justin Timberlake.
I don't care about Britney. I care about Janet Jackson.
Okay, and then the last member, J-Hope.
I'm kind of indifferent to J-Hope.
Yeah, he's kind of both soft.
He's just
kind of
there.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say he's both soft. He has his moments of hard and his moments of soft.
I vote for McGee. Whatever McGee votes for is my vote on this man who is forgettable. He's the weakest link of all.
Oh man,
BTS.
I would not say that. I don't think there is a weak link.
Now here's what I just heard. This man has the world indifferent to him. He has no notable exceptions. It sounds like a God-tier soft boy to me, boys.
There we go, God-tier.
All right, God-tier at the top with Jungkook. Great. Next, Rowdy Roddy Piper.
He's hard, but he's the best hard boy.
He's hard, but he's a very sensitive man.
Yeah, but you can be sensitive and hard.
He's a fake soft boy.
But we're not saying this as like derogatory. He's like a stealth fighter, you know.
He has Joe Biden levels of hard.
All right, I guess Roddy. Oh, come on.
Sorry,
Roddy Piper could fuck up Joe Biden.
I don't think he could anymore.
Technically no, because he's not with us anymore. But
yeah, so technically, I think Joe Biden would fuck him up.
You had to remind us of that.
Checkmate.
Thanks. Next, Marilyn Monroe.
Hard.
No, she's God-tier soft. God-tier soft boy.
No, I
can see either side here, because she was a badass.
She was a dork.
She straight up stole Jackie Kennedy's husband.
Yeah, that's some dork-ass shit.
I don't know.
Actually, no, you know what?
She
seduced
the president of the United States.
She was kind of a feminist icon.
Well, not only that, but you know what? I think she does belong in the hard boy category, because you gotta go pretty hard to get a president to make an entire underground tunnel system just for you. So you know what? Hard boy.
I mean, yeah, she went pretty hard, yeah.
Now Godzilla. God tier soft boy.
No.
I'd say he's
Wait, which Godzilla is this?
That was about as early as I could get without, I guess, like the very beginning. So this is like, I guess, early in color, but really any Godzilla.
Godzilla had a child.
I'm thinking just vague Japanese Godzilla.
Trash. No, I'm still voting God-tiered soft boy.
Yeah.
He's not an emotional dude. He is the iconic strong silent type.
I think you're thinking of American Godzilla movies.
Yeah, American Godzilla is trash.
He didn't talk. He is the ideal.
Maybe he's just shy.
That's definitely not it, because he's destroying entire cities.
He's clumsy and shy.
No, he's not clumsy. He's doing it on purpose.
Are you certain he's doing it on purpose?
Until he decides that there's a greater evil to tackle.
Yeah, yeah.
Greater evil. Softball would never go after a greater evil. Put him in hard boy.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Look, Soft Boy would never rise up against.
You're telling me Sal Volcano would not team up with Q to take on Joe?
No. Sal would sit there and let it
play
out.
Cue the clip where they probably did it at some point.
No. Sal would let it play out and then make everybody some muffins.
Actually, you know what? Based on that alone, Robin Williams is only a great soft boy. Robin Williams would get involved.
I don't know. I don't think we can say anything about Robin Williams.
Robin Williams might actually get involved. I mean, we've all seen Good Will Hunting.
He was built different. He would get involved. You're going to have to move him down to the great soft boy category.
Yeah.
No, don't put him up there. No, don't put him up there.
No. He's an
average
boy.
He's an average. At best, he's an average. But
Godzilla's an average tier?
You know he's a hard boy. You know he's a hard boy. You're
letting. You know he's hard.
You're letting your heart decide here.
I don't know where you guys want me to put him anymore.
Hard.
Godzilla's hard.
Okay. Next, Amy Poehler.
No. Now you're trying to skip over it.
Robin Williams got to move him down one.
He's great. Yeah. He's great at best because he would get involved. He's built different.
All right.
He wouldn't make you muffins.
He is a great soft boy on the tier of Suga, RM, and Haley Steinfeld.
Yeah.
Next, Amy Poehler.
She definitely wouldn't get involved. No, I take that back. She'd probably get involved.
She would. She'd care in it. I think in real life, Amy Poehler's probably a Karen.
I think in real life, she's probably a fake.
Yeah, fake soft boy.
But also, she cares like so much. I feel like we can bump her up to average, because she get involved. But you know, it's like, all right, chill out.
They're like gonna sit at your desk, honey. It's
all right. Now Fozzie, right?
Yes, trash. Fozzie Bear. Dare you?
I think Fozzie's a hard boy.
I think Fozzie is a very soft type.
I think Fozzie just plays the soft type to get the ladies.
No. Trash.
If he played the soft type, I think he would have some better comic material by now.
He's not funny, that is true.
It's not funny.
Waka waka! Not funny!
And soft boys are never funny.
Nox says fake soft boy.
I'll take great.
I say he's fake.
Average.
Put him where you put. Look.
Put him at average. That's fine. We'll concede this.
No. He's just trying to climb the ladder. Put him back in fake where you know he belongs. Don't you climb the ladder.
I'm sorry, Fozzie. I tried. Yeah. Michael B. Jordan.
I don't know enough about his own life.
I'm gonna say average soft boy, because in every interview he seems like just an average dude.
Hey, he's a fucking weeb.
I did know that. So there, you know what? That makes him a great soft boy.
He's a weeb as hell.
If you're a weeb, yeah.
Yeah, you're in the soft spectrum somewhere. Linda Cardellini.
Well, something's hard for her.
All right, God. Edit that out. Why don't you?
Oh no.
You know what?
I'd say she can still get it.
Just to keep her safe, put her in the trash.
I don't know if I want to put anyone in the same ranking.
She's not safe. We're putting her in there with the Zodiac Killer and Caillou.
You mean the Zodiac Killer and the other Zodiac Killer?
Don't put her in there.
The Zodiac Killer and Dr. Seuss's biggest fan.
we have to protect Linda Cardellini, so we're flipping the paradigm here. Out of all of this list, who is the best equipped to protect Linda Cardellini? Which tier?
Fozzie.
I don't know. You know, I'm thinking Sung Kang Ko, Jimin, and Rocky Balboa.
But literally Godzilla and Kamala Harris.
Well,
Godzilla kills a lot more people than
Godzilla could overlook a few things.
Look, I say Fozzie Bear. I say Joe Biden, Adam Driver, and Fozzie Bear are the dream team to keep her safe.
All right, we'll put her there.
Only one of them is an able-bodied adult.
We'll put her there.
Waka waka.
Fozzie can just throw banana peels. I guess Linda Cardellini's a fake soft boy.
We're putting her there with an asterisk for her own protection.
Yeah, and then finally we have David Batista.
I think he's very soft.
Yeah, he's a very soft, sensitive man.
Very soft, very sensitive man.
Dude,
and the way he wore those tiny glasses in Blade Runner.
Yeah, dude, he looked
tiny glasses.
Tiny glasses, man. Also, he has so many. He has so many lunchboxes. That's super.
So many lunchboxes.
That's true. He is on a lot of WWE merch.
Not only that.
No, like he
between the years of like 2005 and 2009.
Not only that. I just think he like. I feel like if you were like in an egg toss with him, he would never break the egg. The egg would just gently be caught by him. I think that. Okay.
but he does a lot of action movies.
He's a very strong man.
But he's always the softest one out of all the action guys.
You know what I think he is? You know what I think he's become? I think he has become our generation's I guess this other person is also our generation's, but he's become our generation's Vin Diesel.
I'd say he's way better than Vin Diesel.
He's way better than Vin Diesel. I like Vin Diesel. I would say Dave Bautista.
I'd say great. He still does hard boys. He would still get involved. You know what I mean?
He can do some hard stuff. But
yeah, he can do some hard stuff. If you're a god to yourself, where you're literally incapable of doing hard stuff.
All right. So, to recap here, in the trash bin we have Caillou and Senator Ted Cruz.
I feel like there need to be more.
Two very evil men.
In the hard boy category, we have Tessa Thompson, Vice President Kamala Harris, Kopkaki, Tobey Maguire, Jin from BTS, Marilyn Monroe, and Godzilla. Fake soft boy, Adam Driver, President Joe Biden, Timothy Chalamet, Rowdy Roddy Piper, V from BTS, Fozzie Bear, and Linda Cardellini with an asterisk for her protection.
For her protection.
Average soft boy, we have Rocky Balboa, two-time heavyweight champion of the world, Sung Kang Ho, Jimin from BTS, and Amy Poehler. Great soft boy, Hailee Steinfeld, RM from BTS, Suga from BTS, Robin Williams, Michael B. Jordan, and Dave Bautista. And the God tier soft boys, J-Hope from BTS, Jungkook from BTS, Amy Adams, Sal Vulcano from The Impractical Jokers, and James Stewart.
Yep.
That's a pretty good tier list.
Where would we put Michael Cera?
Trash.
I don't know.
Trash.
Fake
soft boy. I agree with this. I feel like he's capable as much damage as Ted Cruz is. Yeah. That was a good tier list. I feel fulfilled. I feel fulfilled by this. Mm. You know, McGee, you ever just take your back hair and tie a frying pan to it?
Ew.
What? What did you just say to me?
That's disgusting.
What did you just say to me?
Does the frying pan have to be filled with scrambled eggs?
No. Soft-boiled eggs.
Ew. That smells worse somehow.
Take off your socks.
You feel like answering questions?
Yes, shoot us some questions.
I was thinking about making a whole episode that was called The Last Q&A, but fuck it, I'll do it now.
I mean, we could come back for the last Q&A.
I'll at least do some of these, and we'll just stop whenever we want. Can you pitch a sequel to Attack of the 98 Battle Vixens? That was the movie we fully pitched the story for that one time, geez. And I'm going to say hell no.
That's a standalone film.
We tied all the loose ends. There's no loose ends. There's no sequelable part to it.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing.
We could have thought hard enough, but I don't care.
It'll never have a sequel.
It's one of those.
What are you talking about?
The studio is going to have us make one, but
we could totally do a Citizen Kane.
I think we'll just take the producer credit and then let the studio make it.
Yeah, just let them do whatever they want.
Yeah.
But we are missing kind of the opportunity to make a sequel like Scooby-Doo 2 Monsters Unleashed.
That's true.
I don't think we can reach that quality, though. That's like the perfect movie sequel.
We're probably going to get like a Hell Comes to Frogtown sequel instead of Scooby-Doo 2.
There's a sequel to Hell Comes to Frogtown?
I believe there are two sequels. Neither one of them have Roddy Piper.
Oh, then it isn't worth it.
We've been bamboozled.
That's the final answer. No sequel.
If you partner up with a fictional character, or I'm sorry, if you partner up with a fictional creature, which would it be? For example, the Mogwai or a Ninja Turtle.
Okay, so what is the term of partner up? Are like partner up to solve crime or partner up to live our lives together?
I'm assuming just to team up against something and not form a romantic relationship. So Roxanne is off the table for everyone.
Team up with any character to solve crime. Now the question is, do we cover our incompetence or make it even more funny?
So there's only one answer to this. Okay, everyone who's like, oh, I would choose Batman because Batman's the best detective. Yeah, but he also
fictional creature.
Is it Ty the Tasmanian Tiger?
It's Perry the Platypus.
Shit, he's right.
I'm gonna say man.
There's
bat.
Only one answer to this.
Perry would get his man, and you wouldn't have to do any work.
And you would get to meet Doofenshmirtz in the flesh. Is there?
Perry.
Yeah. Obviously, you get. Look, that's a big part of this. But come on, you got to meet the man himself. You know
Perry's
I mean?
A solid answer, but it feels like too good of an. You know.
It's too good. Wow. That's
that would be like saying, who would you want to be the singer of your band? And you just say Freddie Mercury.
It's a little too perfect.
But see, you guys weren't even thinking about Perry until I said it.
I literally thought Perry, and I was like, no, somebody else is going to say Perry.
No, it's too
perfect. I'm not a Phineas and Ferb
the Tasmanian Tiger.
But he never solved crimes, you know? He just kind of...
I know, but he's your muscle, emotions. You know? He's the muscle. Yeah.
In that regard, I guess I would have to go with the monkey from Dexter's Laboratory. Turns to an intergalactic superhero.
What if
agent.
Instead of Perry the Platypus? Since Perry the Platypus is too obvious an answer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take the other children's cartoons into account. Now, which children's cartoons featured a creature of some kind?
Well, you could say Scooby-Doo, but...
Exactly. So I feel like I was gonna say that's the obvious answer is you saying I would team up with Scooby Doo. Also, Scooby never gets hurt.
I have a alternative. Just because I'd be going around in style, Appa from Avatar: The Last Airbender.
If you don't, dude, imagine choosing Appa over Momo. Imagine being so
escape.
Stupid.
Yeah.
I would choose Appa over Momo because then I could fly
on the back
of Appa. I
would choose Appa over
Appa.
Momo.
Okay, here's the difference. Yeah, how dare you? Okay, here's the difference. Here's the difference.
Momo's just kind of useless.
I pick Hey Hey from Moana.
If you choose Appa, okay, you get to fly around and you alone have to solve the crime. And once you alone solve the crime, Appa will come in and help you beat the baddies, right? But here's see,
yeah, that's all we
got
to do.
You
just
got to
come
what
in
about,
and beat a guy.
Would Rainbow Dash count from?
Hold on. If you choose Momo, the adventure you have with Momo will be more akin to a Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Like, without a doubt,
okay,
you and
Momo
are going to get smashed on cactus juice. You're going to get absolutely zooted in Ba Sing Se. You're going to uncover an underground conspiracy, and then you will wake up in an alleyway, think you dreamed it, never actually solve the crime, but no, but remember the adventure. That's I think Momo's the choice. I think Momo's the go-to choice.
Hear me out. The Predator. If you can convince him to help you.
That's pretty good. If you can convince him to help you first.
Man, too dangerous.
I think he'd solve the crime, but then kill the person. Like, there would be no due process, but at least the crime solved.
Yeah, I don't think any of our choices would actually...
Which Looney Tunes character would be best suited, do you think? I'd say Foghorn Leghorn.
Bugs Bunny, because he's... Okay.
Yeah. Foghorn Leghorn.
I was just saying Bugs Bunny because he's OP.
I personally would choose Daffy. I feel like there's something more fun to us not solving. Exactly. I feel like there's something more fun. Like, if I had to choose,
I don't know. That's a high
failure
rate.
More interesting experience.
Taz would be a bad choice. Just bad. I don't think you'd get anywhere with Taz.
Dude, that's just too much collateral for
yeah,
one.
Too much collateral for one job.
Yeah.
Snoopy.
Lose the job.
Nah, I want to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him. Dude, he'd straight lace it. He'd straight lace it.
I don't know
he'd
what Snoopy would do.
He would take it. Woodstock.
What now, about, Woodstock would be a much Woodstock better choice to solve a crime.
Yeah, honestly, Woodstock would be pretty
Woodstock
good.
Woodstock had the whole detective thing going.
What about Hobbs from Calvin and Hobbes?
Yeah.
You never read Calvin
You've
Hobbes?
You've never read Calvin Hobbes?
I don't know who that is.
No, never.
No, I, don't I know Judy Hobbs from Zootopia.
ACAB. No, I'm not doing
it. Dude, if somebody answers, if like you said that and somebody in your viewership was like, Judy Hobbs, I want to hunt them for sport, okay? Those people are dangerous.
Hey,
dangerous.
Here's my official answer on Judy Hobbs.
Oh, no.
ACAB.
What does that mean?
All cops are bastards.
Oh, my God.
Could I do Willy from Free Willy?
You wouldn't.
It would have to be a maritime.
I don't know how Willy would help you.
What about Jaws from Jaws?
What about the rat from The Rescuers?
Oh, The Rescuers. The Rescuers might
I guess
be.
That's a good
all of these.
Or the Great Mouse Detective.
The Rescuers would be good.
That's right there.
Oh,
Rescuers
come on.
Would be good.
That's
a good choice.
That's just reskinned Sherlock Holmes. It's not worth it.
Yeah. He's
what's the name
right.
of the dog
right.
from Oliver and Company?
I mean, that's the point.
Honestly?
That's a cat.
Honestly,
the name of the dog who's played by Billy Joel.
No, that's the cat.
This is a fun fact.
Honestly, I don't remember.
When I was really young because I watched that movie. And in that movie, Cheech... Or maybe it's Chong. I think it's Cheech. Cheech Marin Cheech Marin voices the Chihuahua, and
Chihuahua, right?
He goes, "If this is torture, chain me to the wall." And as a kid, I thought that line was hilarious, and so I've been around school. Dodger.
All right, Dodger might be a good choice.
The main
I was
dog's
also thinking
name
maybe,
was Dodger.
Mike Wazowski.
That's not a creature. That don't count. That's too sentient.
It's a monster.
That's too sentient.
If
it's a monster, you know,
I'll concede it's too sentient.
Well, not sentient.
Patrick Stalker.
I don't know.
That's hey, sentient.
If sentience
know.
Is the bar, I can't think
that's
of the least sentient being on Earth.
I guess that
you
counts.
Have to keep
yeah,
him in a fishbowl the whole
allow
time
Daffy,
to keep
Duck,
him from
Bugs
dying.
Bunny, that's got to count, yeah.
Which Muppet?
Which Muppet would I go? I was going to say, so the Sam
Eagle.
Well,
obviously, Sam
Eagle,
if you guys
like
watch Muppets Most Wanted.
Choice to get results is actually the Big Bear.
Beaker. Oh, I was going to say Beaker.
The Big Bear. What's his name?
He's just Big Bear. He's only in Muppets in Space.
Big Bear.
Big Bear.
I think that's his name.
Yes, he is. And I, because I know.
No, no, he's in Muppets 2011.
We're like, it's him! He's back!
Trying to think if. Maybe, yeah.
Uncle Deadly?
Hong Kong Phooey. Going back to old Hanna-Barbera.
One super guy. Hong Kong.
Oh. Yeah.
Harvey Birdman, attorney at law. He isn't sentient.
That doesn't count.
The whole Mighty Ducks team from the Mighty Ducks cartoon. DuckTales. Cast of DuckTales.
What was
the entire cast? I think we're supposed to pick one at this point.
Tailspin with Baloo the Bear. And then the monkey from that movie was like wearing a shirt and he was the guy on the dock. I don't know. Louis, King Louis. He was on the, do you guys remember that movie?
Yeah, you know.
No.
Rescue Rangers.
Chippendale's Rescue Rangers is a low point in Disney history. I'll say it.
Okay. Thoughts on the newly announced National Treasure series?
If they don't bring back Harvey Keitel, it isn't worth it.
They're not going to. Come on.
All right, there you go. How's the Mighty Ducks show?
I didn't even know.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't have Disney Plus right now.
Yeah,
they just came out with the first episode, I think.
Exclusively watching Naked and Afraid and considering redoing this series, but dropping the naked people into the middle of downtown Miami and saying, survive.
Oh no, that's a death trap. That's a death trap. What is one performance that you unironically think is amazing? In that regard, what is one
any Matthew Lillard performance
unironically
is amazing.
Think is horrible?
Any Meryl Streep performance is overrated.
Yes. That's true. Yes.
That's
I
my
agree
take.
With that, absolutely.
I won't agree with it, but I get where you're coming from, but I do think you're slightly wrong.
Glenn Close is better than Meryl Streep. There, I said it.
I would agree with that as well, except for in that that newer movie she was in.
What movie was that?
With Amy Adams.
What happened?
What
they do?
I don't remember what it was
Julie
called.
Julie and
based
Julia?
Off some autobiography. No.
It'd be funny if it wasn't.
No, it wasn't Julie and Julia. I said recent.
This
movie
guy
from
I'm
like
Naked
last
and Afraid
year.
Looks right now looks exactly like Bill Burr.
Is it Bill Burr?
No, the blurred out privates are too big to be Bill Burr.
Oh, how dare you!
It's like they're blurring out his entire legs.
Oh, what about the fact that Black Adam is coming to theaters in July of 2022?
That could be fun.
I read a.
Yeah, that might be okay.
Yeah, I read a.
Oh, they just casted Pierce Brosnan in that movie as a Dr. Fate.
I read a comic book series with Black Adam in it, and he was mediocre.
All right, guys, I have time for one more question.
Okay.
Make it a good one. Make it a good one.
Oh, okay. One more question.
How them titties fart?
Exquisitely.
I broke Cody. I broke.
Okay. Who would play Tails in Sonic 2? I'm sure they casted somebody to voice him in that scene at the end. I don't know if they would just bring back that person or.
No.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Tails. In the new
Tails?
Sonic movie.
In the new Sonic movie?
I'm just throwing names.
In the new Sonic movie.
Because I don't know who would play Tails.
Has to have somebody of equal comedic chops to the guy that got played Sonic. They can't have someone upstage.
No, we need someone with higher pitch.
Michael Sarah.
Sarah Silverman.
That is very funny, and I kind of can't think of a reason why that wouldn't be great.
Christian Schaal could work as well.
Honestly, that'd be
Christian
pretty
Schaal.
Inverse. The dude that plays Tina Belcher.
I don't know if she could do the voice, though.
Well, it's a dude that plays Tina Belcher.
See, whenever you say voice actors, like whenever you bring up a voice actor, you're kind of discussing whether or not they can do a voice that character can do. When you bring up people like
Can we ask? Hear me out.
I feel like it doesn't matter
can we
anymore,
just
though.
Tail sound like Marge Simpson.
Sonic.
No.
Oh, hear me out. Okay. opening scene. Sonic is sprinting around, and we see as he's fastly approaching something yellow in the distance. He zooms by. Smash cut to the yellow hair on Tails' arm blowing in the breeze. Sonic stops because he noticed him out of the corner of his eye, and in the background we hear, "Whoa, you're going fast, Waka Waka!"
I think this is the way.
I just watched Cody go through all five stages.
Wario shows up
in
the movie. Wario and I guess Fozzie Bear.
Yes.
I mean, fucking Disney, sell the Muppets to Paramount.
Sonic should get recasted and played by Wallace Shawn.
Okay.
He is a Sicilian. And it would be completely inconceivable.
I enjoy Wallace Shawn playing anything, but I don't know how that would go. Can anybody like
Knuckles is gonna be played by Dave Bautista, we all know it. Now, Shadow.
Oh, that was okay.
Who should play Shadow? Yeah,
that might be okay.
McGee, you have any thoughts on this?
Ray Fisher.
So we need somebody who can give us the edgiest voice possible, which is why I say we tap into the video game voice acting world, and we figure out who voiced Duke Nukem. And we just have
John St. John is his name.
Yeah, we should have John St. John come in and just do all of Shadow's lines. I think that's the way to go.
I'm sorry, I heard you say St. James Street James.
Who's going to play Amy?
I'm not actually
Sonic's love interest.
St. James Street James.
Now hear me out.
Kirsten Schaal. Kirsten Schaal.
She just.
What does she sound like? I don't
even
know.
No, hear me out. Hear me out.
Linda Belcher.
Nope. Rhea Perlman. Danny DeVito's wife.
I have no idea who that is.
And Danny DeVito.
Oh, well, I'm sold then.
We'll play. No, I'm trying to think of who Danny
Everybody
DeVito
plays Knuckles.
Sonic only has one villain. That's
he replaces
playing,
Jim Carrey.
Playing, no, dude. Sonic has so many villains. There's Big the Cat. There's the alligator dude who doesn't matter. There's who is going to play?
King K. Rool is Donkey Kong, my guy.
King K. Rool?
Who's gonna play? Who's gonna play the fucking sexy
right.
Bat lady?
That's clearly obvious. That's gonna be Tessa Thompson.
Tessa Thompson plays sexy Bat lady.
I don't know.
What's her name? Rouge the Bat.
I didn't know that character.
Silver
right now.
It's played by Michael Chiklis. Yeah. Plays Silver the Hedgehog.
Michael
He's
Chiklis?
A character that is only ever in Sonic 06, the best Sonic game.
Okay.
Dude, Silver the Hedgehog sounds the exact same as Shadow. As far as I'm concerned, double book the actor, drop his voice by like one like octave, and then call it a day.
Now you're thinking like the film industry.
You're goddamn right I am.
And then only pay him one salary.
If he's going to... What other characters are there even in Sonic? Oh, the robot! Well, you can just throw a voice mod on any voice
actor. I have no
that
idea.
It doesn't have to matter.
Robot is Vin Diesel, but he doesn't say any lines.
No, the robot's pretty talkative in the game series. If
I know, this is our artistic liberty.
I only know Sonic from the fanfics that all seem to be about his birthday.
At the end of the trilogy, Sonic gives birth.
I hate everything that you just fucking said. Dude, you're doing psychological damage.
Roll d20 to see effect.
We can't get Shrek, so instead it's Optimus Prime who's the daddy.
Cody, I'm so glad you're ending this podcast. You're doing the world a favor.
All right. Well, I got to get going, guys. I'll talk to you later. Peace out.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you leave us with that?
What?
You just took a shit in our Wheaties and then you leave? How dare you?
On the next episode of Soft Boys Anonymous, we talk about our sequel to the Garfield Kitty in England called Garfield Vores the World. Tune in next time, folks.